When the airlock cycled open, the first thing the chieftain saw was a scorch mark that stretched the length of the hangar floor. On either side of the mark were the charred carapaces of at least a dozen Yanmae, large, intelligent insects responsible for rapid conversion's upkeep. More of the winged, hard-shelled creatures were perched on the forked hulls of one of the cruiser's four spirit dropships. The Yanmae's luminous compound eyes were all locked on the cause of the carnage, a Kigyar escape pod that had blasted across the hangar. The dead insects didn't faze Maccabeus. More than 100 Yanmae infested the warmer decks around Rapid Conversion's jump drive, and while it was true they would not reproduce without a queen, their loss paled in comparison to the pod's other victim, one of the Spirit dropships. The craft's low-slung cockpit had stopped the pod's progress, saving another Spirit beside it. But the pod had severed the cockpit from its two elongated troop bays, crushing it against the far wall to one side of the hangar's flickering energy field exit. The Spirit was a total loss. The damage caused by the pod was well beyond the Yanmae's skills. Maccabeus' temper flared. A few angry strides later, and he was across the hangar to where his nephew stood beside the battered pod. The younger Jirohane was like an anvil, heavy and broad. He was covered in wiry black hair, from the close-cropped mohawk on his head to the tufts on his wide, two-toed feet, but his coat was already showing flecks of his uncle's more mature silver. If one were to judge by color alone, the youth was marked for greatness. Though judging by this mess, Maccabeus growled to himself, he still has much to learn.
I am sorry to have disturbed the feast, uncle.
My meat will keep, Tartarus. The chieftain glared at his nephew. My patience will not. What is it you would have me see?
Tartarus barked an order to the tenth and final member of Maccabeus's pack, a dun-colored monster by the name of Varinus, who stood directly beside the pod. Varinus raised a fist and rapped loudly on the pod's topside hatch. A moment passed. There was the muffled sound of pneumatics as the hatch unlatched, and then the masked face of an Ungoy popped into view.
Is your companion well? Tartarus asked.
It is better,
Dadab replied. The chieftain's mutton chops bristled. Did he detect a hint of obstinacy in the Ungoy's voice? The creatures were hardly known for their courage, but then he noticed the Ungoy wore a deacon's orange tunic. Not a lofty rank, but it did mark the creature as an official ministry representative.
Then bring it out, Tartarus growled.
A lesser Jirohane would have torn the uppity Ungoy limb from limb, but Maccabeus smelled more excitement than anger in his nephew's scent. Jirohane exhibited their emotions via stark shifts in pungent pheromones, and while Tartarus would learn to control these shifts as he grew older, he couldn't help but telegraph that there was something thrilling inside the pod. But the chieftain had no idea just how thrilling until the deacon, now standing with its stumpy feet astride the hatch, reached down into the pod and gently raised the Huragak into view. It was an article of faith that the prophets were uniquely qualified to handle the Forerunner's holy relics, that the Sanshum, more than any other covenant species, possessed the intelligence required to create practical technologies from the relic's complex designs. But while it was blasphemy to admit it, everyone in the Covenant knew that the Prophet's efforts were greatly aided by the Huragak. The creatures had an uncanny understanding of Forerunner objects, Maccabeus knew, and they could fix almost anything they touched. The chieftain loosed a laugh so unexpectedly hearty that it caused the Yanmae to take flight and disappear into the hangar's exposed ductwork. Of all the Sangeli's restrictions, not letting a Huragak join his crew had been the most crippling. But now, here one was. And although it would be a serious crime to let the creature fix intentionally disabled systems, not even the Sangeli could complain if it made necessary repairs.
An auspicious start to our hunt, Tartarus. The chieftain clapped a paw onto his nephew's shoulder and gave him a joyful shake. Come. Back to the beast while it still has flesh for us to choose.
Maccabeus turned to Dadab, who was now carefully handing the Huragak to Varinus.
And if not, the chieftain boomed in the same cordial tone, then our new deacon shall bless a second platter.